Top 5. What matters most to you? Published by New South Wales Agency for Clinical Innovation. Website aci.health.nsw.gov.au. Information for patients. This is a prompt sheet to help you to identify the top 5 things needed to assist you in hospital if you are blind or have low vision. This audio recording lasts for approximately 15 minutes. The contents are as follows. Information for patients. About the prompt sheet. For use in the conversation. Confirming your top 5. Using the top 5. Form description. Publishing and copyright details. It is expected that all staff will take the following steps each time they interact with patients who are blind or have low vision. 1. Check your record to find out whether you are blind or have low vision and whether you have a top 5 form in place. 2. Introduce themselves to you and say, "My name is," and "My role is," and "I'm here because." They will also let you know when they are walking away from you. 3. Never introduce themselves by saying, "Guess who?" This is not funny, nor is it appropriate. 4. Talk to you directly and not to any other person who may be with you. They will only engage with your identified support person if that is requested as part of your top 5. 5. Always ask for your permission before they touch or move you. 6. Explain what they are doing for you when they are moving around you or are near you. 7. Keep items in the same place and always ask before they move equipment or your belongings. 8. Ask you if they are not sure what you might need. This will provide an opportunity for you to introduce or review your top 5. 9. When nurses looking after you change shift, they will advise the new staff that you are blind or have low vision and that you have a top 5 in place. 10. Describe for you the location of objects using words that indicate where the object is, such as right, left, compass points, north, south, east or west, or use clock directions rather than saying an object is over there. 11. Keep your bed in the same place within the ward and on the same ward, moving you only if it is absolutely required. If staff forget any of these, please let them know or speak to the nursing unit manager. About the prompt sheet. A staff member will speak with you to identify your needs and preferences. If you wish, they will speak to your support person or include them in this discussion. This discussion will allow you to decide on the top 5 things required to support you while you are in hospital. Top 5 stands for T. Talk to the patient, that is, you. O. Obtain information about your individual needs. P. Personalised care according to your identified needs. 5. 5 strategies identified. This should take place as part of your admission and orientation to the ward, or as soon as you feel ready and able. Then it should be refreshed throughout your hospital stay. It may be done in one session or in short bursts. When initiating a conversation to identify the top 5 needs with you, guiding questions can be used by staff as prompts for this conversation. The following points cover the topics that can be included. The questions will be adapted according to your needs as a person who is blind or has low vision. Your top 5 lists what is important to you and why. The conversation is a partnership between the staff and you, so both are equal and can lead the conversation at different times. You can decide how many of the topics are discussed at any point. We also have a blind or low vision patient kit that contains items which you may find helpful. For use in the conversation, The following topics are about you and your needs and will assist the staff to personalize your care. The staff is aiming to learn more about how they can help you move around and look after yourself. They also want to know how best to communicate with you and plan for you to go home. Key mandatory question. Background of visual function or level. You will be asked to describe your level of vision and to tell staff what you can see and how the staff can help you. Possible guiding questions. 1. How do you want to get information? You could be asked about how you would prefer to get information. Options will be provided to you. 2. Things to support care and communication. You could be asked about the options available to have the things you prefer while you're being cared for flagged using a top 5 symbol in different ways. In addition, there is an option for you to wear an ID badge to let other people know that you are blind or have low vision. 3. Identifying a support person and process to provide consent while in hospital. You could be asked if you have a person who you would like to be involved in discussions about your care and how would you like them to be involved. You could be asked how you would like to confirm that you have given informed consent. 4. Your needs and daily routine on the ward. Daily routines. You could be asked if you would like to know about the general day-to-day routines on the ward. Meals. You could be asked how the staff can best support you to order a meal and if you need support when meals are delivered. You could also be asked if there is any other assistance you require. Operating the bed and remotes. You could be asked if you would like a staff member to explain how to use the tools available, for example, a call bell to get the nurse's attention, or controls to raise or lower the bed. 5. Looking after yourself and getting around. Normal routine. You can request how you would like to be supported to maintain your normal routine while you are in hospital. Personal care. You can request the assistance you need to use the bathroom and to get dressed. Equipment. You can tell staff about the devices or equipment, such as a white cane, that you would like to use while in hospital. Environment setup. You can tell them how you normally like your items to be set up. 6. Getting relevant instructions before and after tests, procedures, and operations. You could be asked about how you would like to receive this information. 7. Discharge from hospital. You could be asked how you would like to receive information when you are discharged from hospital. If you think of anything else that is important to you that has not been covered in these topics, you can ask the staff to add these. Confirming your top 5. Based on the conversation the staff have with you, they will write down your requests. You can tell the staff which items on your list are the top 5 most important things you would like them to know so they can meet your needs. The staff should repeat the top 5 things back to you so you can check that they are correct. Using the top 5. Your top 5 things will be written down on a form like the one below. This will be placed in a central place, such as by your bed, where it can be easily seen by staff. You can ask for a copy for your own reference. If you find that your top 5 requests are not being done, please ask to talk to the nursing unit manager or patient liaison officer. There is always the opportunity to add or change your top 5 things if you think of something after this conversation. Please continue to discuss your top 5 with staff throughout your hospital stay so you can make any changes you would like to make. Form description. There is a form included with this prompt sheet headed Requests for Personalizing Care, Patients' Top 5 Needs for Support. The instruction reads, please keep this top 5 form in a central place where staff can access it. When the person is in hospital, always place the form in front of the bed chart notes. This top five form should travel with the patient if they are moved around the hospital and given to them when they are discharged. At the top left of the form, there is space to fill in the patient's name, given name, and date of birth. The top right of the form contains the top five logo and the words T. Talk with patient and or support person. O. Obtain information. P. Personalize care. 5. Five strategies recorded below. The body of the form consists of five numbered blank spaces where the patient's top five can be filled in. The end of the form contains acknowledgements as follows. The ACI acknowledges the contributions of the Central Coast Local Health District and Clinical Excellence Commission. The ACI also recognises orthoptics at Southwestern Sydney LHD as the origin of the concept and introduction of the top five, supported by the Director of Orthoptics and Director of Allied Health. The ACI also acknowledges Vision Australia's contribution and partnership, especially Susan Thompson, Advocacy Advisor, Client Services, Connor Smith, Client Insights Research Officer, and Nabil Jacob, Clinical Relationship Manager, Orthoptist. End form. Publishing and copyright details. Copyright State of New South Wales, New South Wales Agency for Clinical Innovation, 2021. Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 license. The ACI logo, Vision Australia logo, and Top 5 icon are excluded from the Creative Commons license. Logos, New South Wales Government, Agency for Clinical Innovation, and Vision Australia, Blindness, Low Vision, Opportunity. ISBN 978-1-76081-826-5. This production has been made possible by the New South Wales Agency for Clinical Innovation in the interests of information accessibility. This audio version has been produced by Vision Australia, website www.visionaustralia.org. Care has been taken in the recording of this publication, but Vision Australia does not accept responsibility for the results of specific action taken on the basis of this recording, nor for any error or omission. This recording is copyright. No unauthorised copying, broadcasting, or public performance is permitted. Your narrator was Julie Horton. This concludes the recording.